tell me a little bit about yourself, Eric. We've just met.
Okay. We just met. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm a veteran. I'm did 4 years in the military, and just on my last semester at Northeastern Illinois University. My major is justice studies with a minor in child advocacy studies.
Okay.
So. And so what are you doing with AFSC then?
Well, right now I'm helping Darlene set up some events. But the focus, I was going to help out with DACA and DAPA, but that got a bit postponed. So we're waiting for the, you know,
courts
to settle everything. Then I'll be helping them with that. And we've been focusing on doing presentations for Harley Elementary School. My presentation was on the 43 missing students. So basically, I did a PowerPoint presentation and a group discussion, and we're putting together a project for each class so they can put up, so the kit creates for the missing students.
Mm. So tell me a little bit about that issue itself. What are you sharing with the kids?
Well, we're sharing the kids since the Harley, it's a predominantly Latino community, elementary school. So basically, my approach to them is ask them to see what do they know about the 43 missing students. Maybe a couple students raise their hands. And they knew just that they were missing. They didn't know exactly the whole conflict between the whole social injustice that's going on in Mexico and neighbor, and most of them are, their parents are from Mexico, so they're born, U.S. born here. So my PowerPoint is to inform them of what's going on with other students. So my approach to them is to show them, you know, that 43 students in September went to the town to request more funding for the school because their school is limited with supplies. Their school is basically, they're going there to become teachers. But they're not only just teachers. They're learning a lot of other traits, like first aid, because they're going to be teaching in the most rural parts of Mexico, which the closest hospital is an hour drive, and there's no doctors there. So basically, they'll pick up that role of first aid, you know, to help them out. So they're really valuable to these small little communities, and they want to be professors because some of these towns only have one professor for every grade there. So they want to help out those little communities out. So they went to Iguala to do a non-protest demonstration. Town mayor actually had the police go restrain them against her. They will, you know, take them in. Some of them fled. There's some conflict between. Some students got murdered, and then 46 got apprehended and taken in. They were taken into the jail, and then after that, they were released to a local cartel, organized crime, and then they went missing. So basically, I told the students, I asked Ms. Schumann, you know, if how in detail I'm gonna go, but I just kept it, you know, basic that they're missing, and you know the parents, you know, they're coming together and they want their sons back. So a lot of kids, you know, they didn't know much about it, but they were touched because they're students and they want to go to college one day. And I told them, you know, these students are, you know, from the poorest communities, and they're the only hope for their family. And then in the school they're in, they have to rate. There's no such thing as, you know, having a cafeteria. Basically, they have to cook their own food. They have to, you know, farm. They have to raise, you know, livestock to support themselves. So basically, they don't have the same privileges that we do have here. You go to a cafeteria and that's it, or go outside a restaurant. They have everything they have to grow on their own. So they went to get more funding to help them out, and they're victims of, you know, of human, you know, their human rights were violated.
So the students were touched, huh? That's,
they were touched, and then we have a project going on. I had them, we broke them up in 4 to 5 per student, and I had them brainstorm what kind of art related things we could do to remember the students. And now that we know that the parents are coming in on the April 3rd to the 6th.
Coming to Chicago?
Chicago, huh? Right. So I have a flyer already. Ms. Schumann, you know, knows about it. So we're thinking of doing something for these coming up weeks before they go on spring break, something that we could build and create so we could take to the administration and, you know, show the parents that, you know, that we need those 43 students back, that, you know, that we feel bad what happened to them, and they matter to us as well. Mm-hmm. So the kids were pretty excited, and they were... you know, thinking about doing a poster, a collage, Maasai artwork, you know, some T-shirts. So, you know, I brought everything back to talk to Darlene and see what we could help them out with. So,
well, the students had a chance to meet the parents?
Well, since the thing is, that week, the six, they go on spring break.
Okay.
So it's, and they're not college students or high school, they're elementary school, so they need parents' permission.
Yeah.
And the teacher said, well, it's going to be a little bit difficult to have, to make it a field trip out, right? You know, especially, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, there's a lot of stuff in there. But she, you know, told me, you guys want to go take your families. You know, this is the information. You guys could go on your own. So with Arlene and I and a couple other people, we're going to try and take some of the stuff over there to show the parents that, you know, seventh graders here in Chicago, this is what they created for you guys.
They're in solidarity with them.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In an artistic, creative way.
So either collage, posters. Darlene has a kit for t-shirts, so I brought some ideas. They drew some ideas on what to do, so we're gonna get together and see what kind of t-shirt or poster, collage, Maasai work, or what we could do to honor the 43 students.
That's awesome. Good work, Aaron.
So
you graduate this spring, right?
Yes.
So what do you want to do after that?
Well, I'm really open. I never been with the nonprofit side, so I'm learning so much with Darlene. I mean, I had no idea about the nonprofit, but I like helping people. So I would like to work in a field that I would be able to use my knowledge and my experience and help out, you know, youth probably. That was my main goal, work with youth, help them, you know, get back in society, help them get the resources they need, the help, you know, have that, be that positive figure to let them know that you guys could go to school, you guys went to college, you know, just, you don't have to live by the label that you have. You know, let me help you remove this label and build that confidence in you that you can go out there and get a career and do better for yourself and your family and be that role model for the next generation that, you know, there's a way out from the environment they live in.
Sounds like your internship here has sort of helped you see some
expand. Exactly. I expanded. I'm asking Darlene about, you know, all the nonprofit organizations and their missions. And I personally, each Friday we have class, so we share what we know, how the week went, and I'm usually one of the first ones to raise my hand, and I'm so eager to let everybody know what's going on. So, you know, we all spread out in different organizations, you know, so, you know, we're building like a network of things. Some of my fellow students are like with the Cook County Detention Center, so they talk about what they experienced there with the students. So, and I tell them about, you know, I talk about the American Friends Service Committee about their mission, and then there's other like Chris, there's other organizations that they help out. So you're just kind of building that network of resources for youth, for families, and hopefully that could bring it together and help the society, help the people that need help.
Yeah, definitely. What was it like working or coming to a pacifist organization as a veteran? Was that any kind of
No, it wasn't because since I've been in college, I've been reading a lot, and I have taken some courses, and you know, everything makes sense of certain things that happen. So, you know, I'm not going to be saying, well, justify a lot of stuff that the military does. I mean, as a 18-year-old, when I went in, I did not know nothing about the military. I only knew that either I stayed in the same environment or I left and do better. And that's the choice I did. Yes, I did two times. So I didn't want to stay in the same environment. I knew that I would just stay there. So I needed to leave the environment. And I came back to Chicago to help out.
So you grew up in Chicago?
I grew up in Chicago here. So that's why I came back. I was in California. But then after my 4 years, I came back.
Gotcha.
And then I started, a couple of years it took me to start school. And I just been going ever since.
Yeah. And your daughter's on the dean's list?
Yes. She's really smart.
Yeah.
But since she was little, we've been you know, helping her out, you know, learn certain things. So, and then she's in the dean list, and she's really smart. And then there's always two things I tell her every morning when I drop her off in school. It's always to be a leader and to do the right thing every day. And the days that I forget, because I'm gonna, you know, she's time to for her to, you know, go in, because I'm gonna clean the closed doors. She'll remind me like, Dad, you haven't told me. And I'm like, you haven't told me to do the right thing, be the leader and right thing. So that's something that we take every day. I take a lot of pride in every day that I tell her, be a leader and do the right thing. And yesterday, both of the teachers told us that, you know, she's a leader. Kids look up to her. So, you know, she's a role model to the whole class. So she takes the initiative. Without her you know, before the teacher tells her to do something, she already knows.
Yeah.
And she's always trying to help out the other kids, like sharpening their pencils, you know, bringing the crayons, helping her, you know, pass out the books or whatever on her own. So that's the motto that I want her to live, to be a leader and to do the right thing. And to know that, you know, helping people, it's the best thing you can do.
Mm. Wonderful story. Yeah. What's her name?
Mia.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, thank you for your service, and good luck to you and all your future.
Sure. I learned so much, and I'm really happy I'm here. And I know after my semester ends, you know, I would write a paper about my experience here.
Great.
And I definitely would recommend other students from Northeastern, you know, University to come here and intern.
I hope so.
Bring more people here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.